When it comes to the Purim Suda, what are the details? What does a person have to eat at the Purim Suda? So let's start with the issue of bread. Is a person required to have bread at the Purim Suda? This is related to another question, which is that we generally have a principle that when there is a Chiyuv Suda of bread, then if a person skips in benching a specific part related to that day, let's say Ritzei for Shabbos, Yalev Yavo, on other days, would he have to repeat benching? So that would be connected, and this issue is discussed in that context as well. When it comes to Purim, if a person skips Alanisim in benching, does he have to repeat the benching? So the Marshal, his view is accepted by the Taz, held that a person would in fact have to repeat benching for skipping Alanisim on Purim, even though he doesn't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if he skips Alanisim, and unlike Hanukkah, when you don't have to repeat benching for skipping Alanisim, on Purim, one would have to. And this is because, he says, there is an obligation to eat bread at the Purim Suuda. That a Suuda, since the Suuda of Purim is a Chiyuv, a Chiyuv Gomer, what's the definition of a Suuda? A Suuda means bread, and therefore, one's chayav to eat bread, and similarly, one would have to repeat benching for skipping Alanisim. There are poskim that disagreed with this. And the Ramah doesn't really address this in Hilchos Purim, but in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon, he seems to say, lump Chanukah and Purim together, and say that if one skips Alanisim, he would not have to repeat benching. And there are various Achronim, the Magen Avram, the Prima Gadim, the Birka Yosef, others, Ravad Yosef, Pasen Zalacha, one is not really required to have bread. And just because there's a Chiyuv Seudah, does that necessarily always mean that it has to be a Seudah's Pas? Everyone agrees that Shal Shudis is an obligation. There's a major machlokas in Shulchan Aruch if one has to eat bread or not. The Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting pshat. He claims that there is an obligation, absolutely an obligation to have bread, but that doesn't necessarily mean that one would have to repeat benching for skipping Alanisim. Maybe the two don't always have to go together, and one would not have to repeat benching, even though there is an obligation to have bread. Lamaisa, definitely a nice idea to have bread. In terms of repeating benching, the Mishnah Berurah writes, there are stadim l'chan u'l'chan and safek brachos l'hakel. Certainly, if a person already had a bread meal earlier in the day and said Alanisim, and now at his official Purim Suda, he skips Alanisim and benching, he certainly, definitely would not have to repeat benching. What about the issue of meat? Is a person obligated to have meat for the Purim Suda? Does it have to be fleshig? So the Rambam writes that one should have meat. The Kesef Mishnah writes that Ein Simcha El Bevasar V'Yayin. Purim is a day of Mishteh V'Simcha. There's a Chi of Simcha. And therefore, one should have meat. The Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Sarivav even says that although an Onein, someone whose immediate relative died, has not yet been buried, is generally Asar Bevasar V'Yayin, when it comes to the Chiyuv of Purim Suda, he would be allowed to have Basar V'Yayin. And the reason is because his personal mitzvah of Avelus cannot override the public mitzvah deraisa of Purim Suda. What's mitzvah deraisa? It's not a mitzvah deraisa. The poskim say, Divrei Kabbalah. So in other words, a mitzvah which is ratified in Tanakh has like a status similar to mitzvah deraisa. So there you indicate that part of the mitzvah, midivrei kabbalah, is to have a suuda that involves meat. Otherwise, you can be mekayem everything. You can have a suuda without meat, and still not violate the terms of aninus. So that would be a strong indication. The Magen Avraham is not so sure. He says even on yontiv, bizman hazeh, many rishonim hold that there's no obligation to have meat on yontiv. That the obligation ein simcha lebevasar, that means besar shlomim. That's the karbanos. That's bizman shabes hamikdash kayim. But nowadays, he thinks it's not an obligation. And many write that even according to the Magen Avraham, even if there's no obligation, certainly would be a kiyum, there would be, even without an obligation. If we're going to go ahead and already compare to yontif, so then people get into the discussion, was it meat? Maybe it has to be meat, not just chicken. A separate consideration. For those who do not enjoy meat, presumably, one would not have to have meat if one does not enjoy. The whole point is as a stimulant for simcha. But in any event, everyone agrees that the suda should be a suda na, a mechubedes, a significant, very significant, and mechubad suda. Finally, one last ha'ara. The Rama writes from the pasuk lahud ma'isa ora v'simcha ora zutara. So therefore, before the Purim Suda, a person should learn a little bit of Torah. That also relates to the fact that a primary theme of Purim is that it's a day of Kabbalah Satorah. Have a wonderful day. Please stack up your chairs and have a great Shabbos.